This is the Amplified Radio Network.
Exactly remember about. listening to the Amplified Radio Network. I'm Sean Savage. If you missed any of the show, or you just want to hear it again, you can subscribe to the podcast feed on all podcast directories. Just log on to amplifiedradio.ca. We'll be airing exclusive content only on our website and podcast feed. There are monthly artist interviews, spotlights, and DJ mixes. Big thank you to the regular listeners and the new listeners. If you like what you hear, tell a friend. Unfortunately, that's all the time I have for this episode of the show. This is Carlo Leo with K-Town Shuffle. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Amplified Radio Network.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Take the world on beneath the West Texas sun, the year that you were born, the year that you are now. His wife behind the camera, his daughter and his baby boy, got a glimmer in his eye. Seem to say, this is what I'll miss after I die. This is what I miss about being alive. My body, my girls, my boy, the sun. Now time's the undefeated champ, laughing in his face as he danced like Sugar Ray. Used to be come on, come on, but now no mas, no mas. Used to be come on, come on, but now no mas, no mas. Photograph, a window to the past, of your mother in a skirt, in the cool Kentucky dirt, laughing in the garden, back where it all started, with a smile on her face, everything in its place. Got a glimmer in her eye. Seem to say, this is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss after I die. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss after I die. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss about being alive. This is what I miss after I die. This is a photograph. A window to the past of me on a front lawn, ready to take the world on
This is Bird Note. Birders in cities sometimes joke that they mostly see pigeons. But if you're waiting for a train in San Francisco, you might also see something unusual. A big bird with a serious job. His name? Pac-Man.
I got Pac-Man about 7 years ago. He's a captive-bred Harris hawk.
Vahe Alaverdian of Falcon Force, along with Pac-Man, have partnered with San Francisco area transit authorities to deter pigeons from El Cerrito del Norte station, where the situation had gotten dire.
When we first started, they were sitting on the signs, they're sitting on the concrete ledges, and their droppings are all dripping down, and it's a huge health hazard inhaling pigeon droppings.
This form of pest management involves having a trained bird of prey fly around the area to frighten, not trap or kill. Pigeons have a homing sense and might not wise up to trapping, while poison can have ripple effects on everything from local pets to plants and wildlife.
There's no euthanization in this process. We're completely a sustainable pest management. It's a predator-prey relationship, and the prey species have no choice but to take off and find refuge somewhere else.
Hawks like Pac-Man have to be captive bred, and they start training at 16 to 20 weeks old. They spend 2 weeks training, then keep practicing throughout their lives. Pac-Man has a close companionship with his trainers.
It's a beautiful symbiotic relationship that we have going with these raptors. The positive impact of it speaks for itself, and it's a beautiful thing. What can I say?
For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.